This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Army General Upendra Dwivedi asserted that the 1963 agreement between China and Pakistan regarding the Shaksgam Valley in Jammu and Kashmir is illegal. Reiterating New Delhi's stance on the valley, the army chief said, India does not approve of any activities in the Shaksgam Valley. General Dwivedi said this while replying to a media query on Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson comment on Shaksgam Valley. The army chief was addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday.
India considers 1963 agreement between Pakistan and China as illegal. Therefore, any activity in Shaksgam Valley is concerned, we do not approve of it. And in this terms, MEA has already issued this statement. Therefore, the joint statement which has been issued in China, what I understand about the CPEC 2.0, we do not accept it and we consider that it is an illegal action which is being carried out by the two nations.
The army chief said the situation along the line of actual control where China has been stable, but it needs constant vigil. On Operation Sindhu, General Dwivedi said it was the best example of tri-services synergy with full freedom to act and respond. He said the operation remains ongoing and any misadventure by the adversary will be dealt with effectively. General Dwivedi said since 10th of May, the situation along the Western Front in Jammu and Kashmir remains sensitive but firmly under control. Diplomatic advisor to French President Emmanuel Macron, Emmanuel Blanc, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he reaffirmed the strong and trusted India-France strategic partnership marked by the close cooperation across multiple domains. The Prime Minister said it is encouraging to see the collaboration expanding into innovation, technology and education, especially as it marks the India-France year of innovation. Mr. Modi and Mr. Blanc also exchanged perspectives on key regional and global issues. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to welcome French President Emmanuel Macron to India soon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar had a telephonic conversation with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed trade, critical minerals, nuclear cooperation, defense and energy. Both agreed to remain in touch on these and other issues. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the 10th Armed Forces Veterans Day in New Delhi today. Armed Forces Veterans Day is commemorated on the 13th of January every year to honor the legacy and service of the Field Marshal K.M. Karyapa OBE, the first Commander-in-Chief of the Indian Army, who retired on this day in 1953. The 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth, CSPOC, will begin in New Delhi from today. The three-day conference will bring together speakers and presiding officers from over 60 Commonwealth countries and semi-autonomous parliaments. The aim of this conference is to promote knowledge and understanding of parliamentary democracy in its various forms and to develop parliamentary institutions. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is the chairperson of this conference. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh and West Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency has said that dense fog will prevail over Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad. Similar conditions will exist over Odisha, Uttarakhand, Assam and Meghalaya. The Met Department has also predicted cold wave conditions over Jharkhand and Rajasthan. The Reserve Bank of India announced a redemption price for premature redemption of silver and gold bond 2020-21 Series 4. According to the RBI, premature redemption is permitted after the completion of 5 years from the date of issue on the date when interest is payable. In Women's Premier League Cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Gujarat Giants by 7 wickets at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 193 runs, set by Gujarat Giants, Mumbai Indians made the winning score at the loss of 3 wickets, with 4 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.